Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I don't know about that story in the news, Lee.
What's that?
Mysterious radio signal from space repeating every 16 days. They're looking for intelligent life, but they've directed the radio signals here?
Yeah, I'm not so sure there's intelligent life
here. I don't know that there is either. That's the part that makes me really doubt that story. You know what I'm saying? No, it is interesting, though. There have been radio bursts from, you know, the outer space aren't unusual. Yeah. It's just the repeating pattern.
That's what has got some people thinking, some scientists thinking, that it's the possibility that it could be something. On a regular pattern like that, it just makes them think that there's something intelligent there that is repeating that for some strange reason. So,
yeah, the pattern is it occurs every 16.35 days. Over the course of 4 days, the signal will release a burst or two each hour, and then it goes silent for another 12 days. So,
well, you've been looking into this.
Yeah, so it's fascinating. You know what I mean? Yes. No intelligent life here that I know of, so go ahead and move on. Looks like they did. They haven't visited, right, that we know of.
Yeah. That Earth place, don't bother, guys. Let's just keep moving.
Even bother. Look, just they caught the Democrat debate, and they went, oh, hell no, and they kept going. So Democrats descending on South Carolina
Absolutely.
This week, right?
We are going to be the center of the political universe for about the next 4 or 5 days here.
Yeah, Democrats descending on South Carolina because I guess God was out of locusts.
Just hope they spend money.
Yeah.
That's always the thing.
Don't leave any locusts behind.
Yeah.
We'd rather have the locusts than the Democrats. Anyway, but they'll be here.
They're crunchy and they're high protein.
Yeah, that's the thing. The locusts, mean, right?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, of course, right. Uh-huh. Okay. So, meanwhile, the national Democrat freakout going on. Let's start with this. This was over the weekend. This is the Trump-Russia interference montage, which just got more hysterical and outrageous over the weekend.
The president is a Russian operative.
He is acting still as an agent of Russia.
It's official. Russia has endorsed the re-election of President Donald Trump.
This is a national security threat. Russia is running an op to try to help re-elect Donald Trump in 2020.
They want Donald Trump re-elected because he has been a gift to Russia.
Yeah, no. Debunked. Didn't even last 24 hours. I tore this apart on Friday and said it was fake news. You could literally read between the lines of the New York Times and the Washington Post tear it to pieces. And the key line for me on Friday was when, you know, this intelligence committee meeting where this was presented that Russia was interfering in 2020 again and they wanted Trump to win, was when the Democrats and the Republicans in the meeting both asked for intelligence, the proof. They wanted to see the intel. And the woman presenting it was like, I didn't bring any. Right. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Okay. Well, CNN now saying headline, U.S. intelligence briefer appears to have overstated assessment of 2020 Russia interference. You read four paragraphs in. Do they have proof? Do they have intel to prove this? Survey says no. 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 No, they do not. They do not have it. Just like last time. I've yet to see the intel from 2016. This is why I doubt the 2020 story. But anyway, here's from CNN. The U.S. intelligence community's top election security official appears to have overstated the intelligence community's formal assessment of Russia interference in the 2020 election. The intelligence doesn't say that, CNN reports. One senior national security official told CNN a more reasonable interpretation of the intelligence is not that they have a preference. It's a step short of that. It's more that they understand that Trump is someone they can work with. He's a deal maker. Yeah, that's pretty much what every foreign head of state would say if asked about Trump. In other words, there's literally nothing here.
Well, and there's something more now that the several news organizations are participating in. There's a story going through the Associated Press now where they are questioning the security of the new voting machines, even the ones that are going to be used in South Carolina on Saturday for the Democratic presidential preference primary. They're breaking out that old thing about the Russians hacking into the voting system, which did not happen. And that has been debunked. That has been put down. That was even taken care of during the Obama administration. Obama administration officials said that no votes were ever changed. The same thing with the Mueller report. The Mueller report said that there were no votes even changed. And I keep reminding folks, I know a little bit about this. I've worked within these elections in Anderson County. These machines are never connected to the internet.
They plug into the wall.
The only way you could hack into one of these machines is to hack into the individual machine. You would have to have several minutes alone. You would have to be an expert in software and hardware.
You'd have to be on site.
Exactly. You'd have to be on site. You would have to get into it. You would have to plug some device into the individual machine. And you would only affect that machine in that precinct. So it's disturbing to me that we've got elements within the American media that are trying to bring up this false narrative again. And I'm telling you, Tara, the reason for this is that if Trump gets reelected, they will try to delegitimize the election.
That's
exactly what is going on here.
Now, watch this, Lee. Okay, watch this. So CNN has debunked this. Catherine Herridge, who's now a CBS reporter, former Fox reporter, has debunked this. Jake Tapper, Washington correspondent at CNN, has debunked this in his Twitter feed. It will make no difference.
No.
Even at CNN, they'll go right on as if they never debunked this with their crazy Russia, 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 Russia. And now, and you know, part of the reason I think they use this now, Bernie Sanders, did you see, came out about this? And he said, oh, he calls it Russian disinformation because now they're saying he is one of the two that the Russians want. He says, I question the timing of this. So they're trying to tar Bernie Sanders with this.
Oh, I question the timing of it, too. Here's why I question it. Why didn't they tell Trump?
Same as last time.
You see what's going on here. You know, these people claimed that the Russians were trying to infiltrate the Trump campaign, and they never made any effort to contact him. They went ahead and kept setting it up so that they could try to run a trap for Trump. Well, how is it now that when you've got Bernie being, you know, they're trying to get into Bernie's campaign, supposedly, and they let him know? So do you see the dual justice system once again in this country?
Well, you know what it is? It is exactly what I predicted in the month after the 2016 election. I said if the intelligence community was not stopped, they would interfere in this election. They would do that with leaks and lies and disinformation. And that is exactly what we are seeing. This is interference from the intel community.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is. Any Russian interference. This is intel community interference. I said if we didn't stop them and put people in prison, we would never be free of their interference in another election. And here we go. Here's Eric Swalwell. Listen, this is how ridiculous it's gotten, right? This is Democrat Eric Swalwell explaining that you can't blame Bernie because the Russians are interfering on his part, but you can blame Trump for Russian interference on his part.
You can't hold it against Bernie Sanders that this may be a preference of Russia, but you can hold it and ask questions about Donald Trump if he again is working as an agent of Russia to tweet at Bernie Sanders and try and amplify his campaign to get him as a general election opponent.
Okay, so let me translate. If Trump says anything we disagree with, then it's Russian propaganda. And so Trump is guilty if he even argues with us because it's something the Russians would want. But if Bernie does the same, it doesn't count.
Coming from the guy, of course, let's remind folks, who wanted to use nuclear weapons against those who protested the Democrats trying to take away our Second Amendment.
Yes,
rights.
He wants to nuke gun owners where they live.
Yeah.
So a totally stable individual.
Yeah.
Completely, completely, with right minds. Okay, but it didn't matter. Here's James Carville over the weekend. Do you think this is going to work? The Democrat, I tell you what, Democrat, talk about a group mindset. Democrats are, I mean, you can convince them of almost anything. Are they, do you think they're actually going to buy that Bernie, they're actually going to buy that Bernie and Trump are part of the Russian interference effort now? Like that Bernie is their guy, the Russians guy, and they vote against Bernie. Do you think they'll fall for it? They fell for it with Trump. I don't know, but you know what? The media thinks that their followers are so stupid. They think the left, and they believe anything. Here's James Carville over the weekend.
The happiest person right now, it's about 1:15 Moscow time. This thing is going very well for Vladimir Putin. I promise you. He's probably staying up watching us right now. How you doing, Vlad?
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. Of course he's watching us. Yeah, he's part of the conspiracy. He continues.
And I don't think Sanders wants Putin to help. The only reason, why would Vladimir Putin be helping Bernie Sanders? Of course, because he wants Donald Trump to win. I mean, it's a straight line. And I don't think that the Sanders campaign in any way is collusion or collaboration. I think they don't like this story. But the story is a fact. And the reason that the story is a fact is Putin is doing everything that he can to help Trump, including trying to get Bernie Sanders the Democratic nomination. And it's something that people need to know about. They need to be made aware of it.
It's been debunked, honey. It's gone. It's done. It's finished.
Well, I think...
And they'll just keep repeating it.
I think we've proved that there's no intelligent life here.
Yeah. There's definitely no intelligence by our intelligence agencies anyway when it comes to this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Shockwaves, according to the Los Angeles Times. Here's some good news for a Monday. Headline in the LA Times. Trump has flipped the Ninth Circus. All right, they said circuit. Trump has flipped the Ninth Circuit, and some new judges are causing a shockwave. Oh, I bet. When President Trump ticks off his accomplishments since taking office, the LA Times writes, he frequently mentions his aggressive makeover of a key sector of the federal judiciary, the Circuit Courts of Appeal, where he's appointed 51 judges to lifetime jobs in 3 years. In few places has the effect been more powerfully felt than in the sprawling Ninth Circuit, which covers California and 8 other states. Because of Trump's success in filling vacancies, the San Francisco-based circuit, long dominated by Democrat appointees, has suddenly shifted to the right, with even more pronounced tilt expected in the years ahead. Please, God. Trump has now named 10 judges to the Ninth Circuit, more than one-third of its active judges, compared with just 7 appointed by Obama over 8 years. Trump has effectively flipped the circuit, said Ninth Circuit Court Judge Milan D. Smith Jr., an appointee of George H.W. Bush. Yep. Elections have consequences. And you know what? That's no thanks to you Never Trumpers out there. We could not save the country unless the guy doing it was as pure as the wind-driven snow. All y'all who thought George W. Bush was the bestest ever and never had a single darn question about the record numbers of illegals that came over during his tenure because he left the borders wide open by order, by fiat. Never had a question for him, but good God, Trump shows up and y'all flipped out. Can't save the country unless we like the person doing it. This would have never happened. You guys try to stop it. You were happy to let Hillary win. I'll never forget that one. No, would Hillary be better? Well, turns out no. No, no. The judiciary would have been cemented as a left-wing force for the destruction of the Constitution. But instead, we have this headline. Trump has flipped the Ninth Circuit, and some new judges are causing a shockwave. Yeah. Elections have consequences, folks. Jimmy in Spartanburg. Good morning, sir. What's on your mind?
Hey, Tara.
Hey.
So you're telling me that the Democratic, so headed to be the nominee, went to Russia on vacation and had his honeymoon and went over and see Stalin and kissed his grave and marveled over the Soviet chandeliers and the subway system and all that, and he is not linked to Putin.
Yes, if you believe all that, Jimmy, you may qualify for a job at CNN. But look,
on top of that, loves Cuba and praises the great Fidel Castro, which he keeps talking that way. He just lost Florida.
Yep. Yeah, and you know what? It's even better too, because yeah, keep in mind, the Russian economy, 80% of the revenues that come in, that the Russian economy based on either oil or natural gas, some of it on minerals, but that you find when you dig for those things, you frack for them. And Bernie Sanders has vowed to pledge to end all fracking 100%. So, I mean, if you were Vladimir Putin, I mean, this is your guy. You know what I'm saying? This is him. And so, see if this makes sense to you, Jim. You're supposed to fault Trump because Russia backs him, right? But you can't hold Bernie responsible because it's not Bernie's fault that Russia backs him. You understand? But it is Trump's fault that Russia backs him, even though they can't find any collusion. Make sense?
Yeah.
You're just having too much fun this morning, Jimmy.
We are. Thank you, Tara.
Yeah, thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, honestly, who's smarter? You or your significant other? If they're in the car, don't answer that out loud. This just cracks me up. A recent poll, which had to be anonymous, because no one's brave enough to answer this question out in the open, found you're three times more likely to say that you are the smarter one. Yeah. 30% of the people in the poll said they weren't sure who was more intelligent. But among those who did answer, 33% said they're the smarter one, compared to just 11% who said their partner is. Now, the other 56% say they think they're both equally intelligent. So there you go. Men were slightly more likely to say they're smarter, 36% compared to 30% of women. 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Trump dropped a big hint last week. I almost missed this. Had to do with the deep state. He was on the stump. And this whole FISA thing and all of the crimes and things that the deep state has done, that we have just run out of patience here, and I know you have too, waiting for all this to be exposed in any kind of meaningful way. Well, Trump dropped a major hint last week. I'll let you make of it what you will.
We have a double-sided justice. It's very unfair what's going on. Very unfair, but let's see how it all works out, folks. Let's see how it all works out. I hope you're going to be happy. I hope you're going to be happy, because there are a lot of dishonest slime balls out there. Dishonest scum. Dirty cops. A lot of dirty cops.
Yep. So Trump seeming to be hinting that I hope you're going to like how it all turns out. I just hope it turns out soon. Texter writes, my wife frequently tells me I'm smarter than she is. Then again, she finished college and I didn't. And not always the best measure of intelligence, especially not these days. Finishing college. Texter writes, Jimmy sounds like he has already enjoyed his more than 8 ounces of beer this morning. Oh, did you hear that? I got to re-up that. We did that in the 6 o'clock. The best news all day. Drinking beer can almost double a man's chance of hitting 90. So you got to get that beer in. Start right away. I had one texter said they'd already picked their beer up on the way to work. Drinking beer can almost double a man's chances of living until at least age 90, according to a new study. It increases a woman's chances by about a third. Researchers say it's just more proof that alcohol in moderation is good for your heart. So here's how, this is the prescriptions, what you need to do. Study found the best results come from drinking about 8 ounces of beer a day. It's like a can, right? But even if you put down a bit more than that, like 2 to 3 beers, you're still more likely to make it to age 90 than people who don't drink. So drink up. I say think of it like jogging. I'm not going to go for a jog, but I better do something to help my heart. So I'm going to have a beer. Why not? Sounds good, right? 800-347-1063, text line 71307. Let's see what's going over there on the text line. Texter writes, I'm smarter than my wife in certain areas. She's smarter than me in others. But overall, intelligence, me, by far. So here we go. Another text, yeah, I'm much smarter than my wife. I don't know. Was it all that smart that you married her then? Just asking. Texter writes, Tara, was that Tommy Springer that called in before the break? No, it was not Tommy, although I could see how you would think it would be. Now the texter writes, welder friend here. My wife is definitely smarter than me because some of the stuff I've done, I'm surprised to still be alive. Yeah, you're not the only one. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think I'm smarter, but I have to admit my wife is smarter in the common sense department. So who wins? I don't know. The two of you will have to work that out, right? Okay. Meanwhile, I got to get back to this. This whole Russia thing, debunked. Yeah, debunked by CNN. I'm not going to run through it again. You can listen to a podcast of the show. But CNN has an article out saying it didn't happen. Headline, U.S. intelligence briefer appears to have overstated assessment of 2020 Russia interference. Are you surprised? Bottom line, they don't have any intel that proves this. That Russia is interfering to help Trump. And on top of that, she way overstated the assessment. You know, that Russia wants Trump to win. Have you noticed they never say why Russia wants Trump to win? Have you ever just listened to the reporting of this sometimes? They never say why. It's just presumed. It's because they can't come up with a good reason. So they just leave that out of the lie. The theory early on, and this was Slate and Huffington Post, they did a lot of work on this, was that Putin was a white supremacist because he would not take all the illegal alien Muslim refugees that Europe did. So he clearly was a white supremacist, and that he was trying to get another white supremacist get some power so they could be all white supremacy together. That was the theory. It makes no sense, which is why they don't repeat it except in left-wing publications. The general public would be like, huh? But they know it's enough for their nutty followers. Anyway, here's what CNN reported. The intelligence doesn't say that. A more reasonable interpretation of the intelligence is not that they have a preference. It's a step short of that. It's more that they understand that the president is someone they can work with. He's a deal maker. Well, yeah, any foreign leader would say that. You ask him on the record. This is duh stuff. This isn't even real. It's just ridiculous. And yet they took to the television over the weekend to bandy this about, even continuing it on Sunday after it had long since been debunked by Catherine Herridge at CBS, Jake Tapper at CNN, and then this general CNN article. Doesn't matter. Anyway, Representative John Ratcliffe was in the meeting, that same Intelligence Committee meeting, right, where they had that presentation by the dingbat, who it now looks like got it wrong in her attempt to influence the election. Here's what Representative John Ratcliffe, who was in the meeting, says about this idea that, Russia was meddling in the 2020 election, that was what was presented in that meeting.
The problem is, in this case, they've leaked information that's not accurate.
Yeah. He says that's not even what was presented at the meeting. Ratcliffe went on to talk about who's really pushing Russia talking points.
The issue is why Russia is being so successful in shaking American confidence in the integrity of our elections. And the reason is it's because Democrats keep perpetuating and accentuating and proliferating Russian propaganda for their political gain and for their political motivation against Donald Trump. It's Democrats that created the Steele dossier and peddled it to our law enforcement and intelligence communities. They did that so the Democrats could falsely accuse the president of conspiring with Russia for the better part of 3 years now, something that Bob Mueller said absolutely wasn't the case. It was the Democrats that put out a memo saying that everything had been done appropriately at the FISA court and that there wasn't illegal surveillance. All of these things have been done by Democrats to really, for their political gain, but has promoted everything that Russia has tried to accomplish, and the Democrats have been their biggest allies.
Oh, yeah. Putin loves the Democrats. Oh, he loves the media. You kidding me? You know how big they make him look to his people? Oh, much bigger than he actually is. All right. To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line on this issue of whether you or your spouse is a smarter one, texter writes, I'm smarter than my wife because I listen to you. Unlike my wife. Now that is the best argument I've heard all morning. That could be true. That probably is true. You listen to me, you definitely smarter. Your IQ goes up by, points. It's documented listening to this show. Texter writes, of course my wife is smarter. Right, honey? There's your proof. Texter writes, clearly, Tara, clearly my wife's smarter. She picked me. And finally, I'm smart enough to marry. No, I married the right woman. See, there you go.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line we go, 71307. Texter writes, of course I'm smarter than my wife. I'm smarter than everyone. Signed, Barack Obama. Never know who listens to this show. Another texter writes, my wife is definitely smarter than I am. First, she married me. Second, she always keeps telling me that I'm smarter than she is. Now, the texter writes, any man making the statement he's smarter than his wife lacks wisdom and a sincere love and respect for his wife. Now, the texter writes, hey, Tara, what makes me crazy is all the talk about Russian interference without showing us the social media posts or examples. Don't you believe we can handle it? Don't you believe we can handle it? Another texter writes, I was really dumb when I got married, but ended up becoming super smart and divorced her lousy butt. Ouch. Another texter writes, I'm smarter because my wife's a liberal with TDS. Oh my, you have to live with one of them? Another texter writes, I was much smarter than my wife prior to our marriage. Now she is much smarter than I am. I won't even ask. Okay. All right. Meanwhile, so the Democrats ratted over the weekend. See, Bernie is who the Russians want. It has been suddenly discovered. This was not known. This has not been known the first time he ran. It wasn't known any other time. But now he is the Russians' guy. Even though, he wasn't before. Make sense? And see, Putin wants Sanders to win. But Bernie is not actually colluding with Russia. Trump is. But you can blame Trump. You can blame Trump, they explained over the weekend, because Russia wants him to win. But you can't blame Bernie. Make sense? Eric Swalwell explained it just that way, and so did James Carville. Problem is, none of that was in that intelligence briefing. Folks, they're literally making this up. None of that was in the Washington Post or New York Times articles about that intelligence briefing, which we now know has been debunked. She exaggerated the intelligence, and they've got no actual proof of interference in this election at all. The media took this and then just started making stuff up about it. Again, this is Swalwell, okay? Representative Eric Swalwell. Bernie is to blame because Bernie is not to blame if Putin wants him to be elected, but Trump is to blame. He gets this somehow out of that hearing in which we now know there was no intelligence indicating anything about Russian interference.
You can't hold it against Bernie Sanders that this may be a preference of Russia, but you can hold it and ask questions about Donald Trump if he again is working as an agent of Russia to tweet at Bernie Sanders and try and amplify his campaign to get him as a general election opponent.
Okay. Sure. Well, yeah.
And I don't think Sanders wants Putin to help. The only reason, why would Vladimir Putin be helping Bernie Sanders? Of course, because he wants Donald Trump to win. I mean, it's a straight line, and I don't think that the Sanders campaign in any way is collusion or collaboration. I think they don't like this story, but the story is a fact.
No, it was debunked. Nice try. But you know what this is, folks? This is a desperate attempt by the Democrats. They have tried everything else to get their unhinged base, to divorce their unhinged base from Bernie. They tried everything else. That hadn't worked. So now they're going to try Russia collusion because that worked on them last time. In the absence of any proof whatsoever. Texter writes, my husband always says I am smarter than him. I'm the one that fixes everything, which includes our vehicles and things in our house. I outdo him on most things, including fishing. Another texter writes, my wife would wholeheartedly say I am the smarter one of the two of us, but being smarter only becomes a problem. When you add arrogance to the mix, my wife would also say I'm the best teacher she's ever had. Oh, that's cool.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.